This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Health Minister Mark Butler has defended his government's $1 billion investment in mental health. The commitment includes $225 million to deliver 21 new Medicare mental health centres and upgrade 10 facilities across the country. There is also hundreds of millions of dollars invested into youth mental health services and training. This investment is on top of the $8.5 billion funding boost for Medicare already announced by the government. Mr. Butler told Channel 9 the investment targets young Australians.
We know if it's not caught early, if people aren't getting the sort of free support in their community that this investment will deliver, people don't sort of magically get better. They often get more unwell and end up having to be cared for in a more expensive part of the system. And in the meantime, they're not able to participate in work and be a productive member of society in the way that they so deeply want to.
The opposition leader did not confirm whether he'd match the Prime Minister's $1 billion investment in mental health, saying Labor were rebranding coalition policy. Thousands of doctors across more than 30 public hospitals in New South Wales are striking for 3 days, the first time in more than 25 years. The healthcare professionals want better pay and better work conditions. New South Wales Health Minister Ryan Park insisted the strike's impacts would be far-reaching, with surgeries cancelled and a reduced staff on shift. National Senator Bridget McKenzie says Australia needs leaders with strong economic credentials amid fears of a global recession resulting from US tariffs. Australian shares suffered their biggest one-day fall since COVID-19 on Monday, with nearly $110 billion in value being wiped off the ASX 200. Senator McKenzie told Channel 9 Australians are worried about their superannuation and share portfolios.
That is a problem because Australians rightfully need to have someone with strong economic management credentials at the Treasury benches. And unfortunately, the last 3 years have seen us in a weaker position. And that is not good news, given the global volatility.
US President Donald Trump says he's had a positive discussion with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Iran and trade tariffs, as he welcomed Mr. Netanyahu to the White House. Mr. Trump says the US will be holding direct talks with Iran starting Saturday, as he insists the country can't get nuclear weapons.
But it's getting to be very dangerous territory, and hopefully those talks will be successful, and I think it would be in Iran's best interests if they are successful. We hope that's going to happen.
Matilda's interim coach, Tom Samani, says it's brilliant to see the side bounce back after a series of losses in the She Believes Cup. The Australians scored back-to-back wins against Korea. First, a 1-0 victory on Friday night, before a 2-0 victory on Monday. Mr. Somani spoke to Channel 9 after the match.
Yeah, it was really good. It was good to bounce back after the She Believes Cup. And like you say, getting wins was good, but the clean sheets probably made it even better.
And that's SBS News in Easy English.